We have a listener question that asks, what's the big deal with solid-state drives? Now, these things are a relatively new offering in the laptop and desktop computer market, but they're the same general idea as a USB or an SD-style flash drive, the same kinds of things that you put into your smartphones or into a digital camera. This is basically memory without moving parts. Computers need to store memory someplace. They need to store information in a certain location. Conventionally speaking, hard disks required moving platters inside of a machine that had moving parts. And instead of that, a solid-state drive removes all of the moving parts and shrinks it down to scale. Now, this is great for things like tablets and phones, but it's very, very costly. Conventional hard drives give far more storage space per dollar, in many cases 5 to 10 times more. But they're also far more prone to failure. That's because, again, they have moving parts inside. Now, we'll see more and more of solid-state drives in things like full-size laptops and desktop computers, mainly as the prices fall. Their durability, their resistance to damage, and their low power consumption are all very attractive factors. But even though they are less prone to fail, we're still going to make sure that people need to back up their computers. There are certain things outside of what can happen to that machine physically that can cause people to lose data. And even though solid-state drives tend to be much more reliable than their hard disk counterparts, they're still going to be susceptible to certain kinds of attack and other kinds of failure. And it's going to be important to ensure that we're always backing up everything that we have, no matter how reliable that machine may appear to be. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at WHORadioWiseGuys.com.